The Purdue Philharmonic, conducted by Andrew King, and Lafayette Ballet, directed by Sandra Petacolis, will join forces for a program called Postcards, Saturday evening at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 4 at the Lafayette Ballet Ballroom. I recently spoke with the Philharmonic's music director, Andrew King, about the program. So first of all, in a joint venture like this, who decides what the scenarios will be and what music gets played?
In this particular case, I was using a smaller orchestra than normal. In Philharmonic, we're using a classical-sized orchestra. And so I had picked a bunch of repertoire that we were going to do during the semester. And so I just told her the things that we were thinking about, and we sort of discussed what would work together. And so we came up, it's a lot of music that wasn't originally written for dancers, but I think it's all stuff that works extremely well.
Now, you say that you are working with a smaller orchestra for this concert. Is that probably because of the ballroom there?
It's actually a couple of reasons. It's partly because of the ballroom, but also in the fall with marching band going on, it's a good time to do things with a smaller orchestra, because a lot of, especially a lot of our brass players that play in the top orchestra at Purdue are in the marching band in the fall. So every couple of years, I use a classical size orchestra for the Philharmonic in the fall.
Well, let's talk about the program. Certainly the opening music is a symphony, and it employs a classical-sized orchestra, but the music is not classical or Baroque. It is?
We're doing the Prokofiev Classical Symphony, the second, third, and fourth movements. It's very sort of modern and angular in some ways, but it uses only classical-sized orchestra, classical sort of compositional techniques in a modern way.
I was reading Sandra's notes on this particular selection, and despite the fact that it's a fairly modern work, she describes it as a perfect complement for classical ballet. In fact, I think the term she used was a real tutu ballet. And the music is not easy either. This is no walk in the park for the orchestra.
No, this is actually a piece that I've wanted to do for years and years, and I wasn't sure that the orchestra was really up to it, and this is, I think, probably the best orchestra that we've had at Purdue this semester, so I decided it was time to program it.
Well, going on to the Chabrier.
Yes. The Chabrier Habanera, the way it's been set for the dancers, is the story sort of Ferdinand the Bull. So the bull that doesn't want to fight the bullfighters, but just wants to smell the flowers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And probably charm the ladies as well.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next work actually inspired the program's title, Postcards, specifically about a young woman who has received postcards from her love who was lost in action during World War I. And the music you use is Sibelius's haunting Valse Triste.
Yes. And the Sibelius is a piece that I think is works extremely well with dancers, and she has set this in a way that it's the story of a woman who, during World War I, has lost her husband and is sort of remembering all the balls that they used to go to, and I think it works just extremely well with the music.
And finally, I'm going to let you explain the Mozart Ballerina versus Flash Mob?
okay. The Mozart, so we're doing Marriage of Figaro Overture, and it's been set in a sort of modern way with really interesting choreography. It's about this this dancer who has sort of a paparazzi following her around, and she's trying to get away, and then all these people trying to sort of flock around and just trying to sort of be both in the limelight and escape from that at the same time.
Mozart still sounds like Mozart.
Yes.
Even though there's a 20th century.
Absolutely.
Now, I understand that no tickets are involved here, but that reservations have to be made.
The ballroom only seats, with the dancers in the orchestra, it only seats about, I think, 300. And last year we had to turn a bunch of people away. So that's why we're doing two performances. So if people want to go, should be no problem, but they need to call and reserve a ticket.
Andrew King, music director of the Purdue Philharmonic Orchestra. The orchestra will join Lafayette Ballet, directed by Sandra Petacolis, for Postcards, two performances, Saturday night at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 4 at the Lafayette Ballet Ballroom, located at 6th and Ferry Streets. No tickets are required, but reservations are necessary and can be made at 423-1633.